When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us at 9, just a couple hours from now. And Shyam, I am flexing. They set it to 7:20, if that's okay.
I think that's a great idea, Greg.
Okay, so we will go over everything that they said yesterday in about 20 minutes. And that includes what one of the top MLB insiders said yesterday about the Red Sox getting serious about making major moves. So that is coming up in a little bit. Before we get to the rest of the leads, this is Jermaine from Boston. Hello, Jermaine.
Boston's finest, J-Dog.
What up?
What's going on? I got a little song for you.
All right.
I call this the Notorious W.I.G.
All right, I'm ready for it. Let's hear it.
Wiggy, 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 can't you see? Lil T. Higgins ain't what we need, because we got blessed with cheap-ass craft, and you know that boy ain't burning no cash. Wiggy, 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 can't you see? Lil T. Higgins ain't what we need. We got blessed with cheap-ass craft, and you know that boy ain't burning no cash.
Woo! All right. Again,
not bad.
That's a good one right there.
For this time of the morning, not bad.
That was pretty good. That's a straight freestyle.
Good job, Jermaine.
No beats, no music. That's pretty good right there.
I don't mind the
cheap-ass craft. Ain't burning no cash.
Save that.
I don't mind the Low T Higgins nickname either.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, he's not a one. You said yesterday he's a 1A.
Like a one, whatever.
But
1B.
He may be all that you can get.
Right.
Like, that's the issue.
Where are you, unless you can find a disgruntled guy out there that you think is, well, let me ask the room this, and, you know, do you think T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk are similar?
I think, you know, Brandon Ayuk to me is a better option.
Okay.
Slightly better.
Okay.
But I just don't like the Ja'Marr Chase thing is stupid.
I know it's a fantasy.
There's no way they're letting him go.
Yep, I understand.
So they will probably part with T. Higgins.
Probably going to give, if you feel like Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins are very similar, you know, we're talking maybe Cadillac Lincoln, you're probably giving T. Higgins the deal that you allegedly offered Brandon.
Ayuk. Anybody is an upgrade.
Yes.
Based on what you have now.
That is 100% true.
You said yesterday that it's really threes and fours that you have in that wide receiver room right now.
So,
and you can find, well, I don't know if Elliot Wolf can, but you can find a legit receiver in the draft. Depends
where, though, right? It's such a roll of the dice in the draft. Right? Unless there's the, you know, top five, Marvin Harrison Jr., Ja'Marr Chase when he was coming out. I think, like, last year was Malik Nabers. Like, even Roman Dunze, right? I don't think he's really lived up to the hype and the expectations.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That is true. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you. And then depending on where you fall in the draft. And this year, the wide receiver class, the best wide receiver coming out of college this year is Travis Hunter.
And he's a corner.
And he's a corner. Right.
Hey, by the way, Wiggs, A+, the similarities between Ayuk and Higgins are almost identical.
Right.
Their career stats, 294 career receptions for Ayuk, 295 for T. Higgins.
Right.
They're like 6 months apart in age. Ayuk has 25 touchdown catches in his career. T. Higgins has 28, I believe.
Okay.
So very, very similar.
So if you were willing to pay Brandon Ayuk to make him that guy, then I guess T. Higgins is your best option, you know? So.
And also you could say whatever the difference is, Ayuk has a lesser quarterback with a better offensive system. T. Higgins has had a better quarterback with maybe not as renowned an offensive system as the 49ers.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So here's my, you know, the sports world is such an amazing thing. I wish I was still playing because anybody who knows when I played, I made top 10 ESPN end zone celebrations. And I got to say, the TDS that's all over the, you know, sports world now.
The Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because the Trump dance has literally gone viral in every single sport. I see it in football.
UFC.
UFC. NFL, college, NBA. The Trump dance is taking over.
Yeah.
But I guess the... The Raiders, Brock Bowers, former UGA alum, shout out to Dogs, did the Trump dance. And then I guess they were going to, a reporter was going to ask him about it. And then the PR, you know, people jumped in and whisked him off and like,
yeah.
Well, we can't do it.
Yeah.
Just listen, man.
So they removed it. I think the Raiders removed it from YouTube afterwards.
Oh, did they?
What?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I didn't see that.
When it came to the concern that they had over the Trump celebration dance.
Okay, I did see like a CBS edit of it or something along those lines.
Do you think this is NFL, an edict to the teams? Because I feel like the Raiders are not exactly left-leaning in their organizational
makeup. Nick Bosa got fined for wearing a MAGA hat on TV and then not answering questions about it in the locker room.
Yeah,
I think the players just find it to be funny and cool.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't think, like, every guy that's doing it, like, Bosa is a Trump supporter. So I think he's doing it because, you know, he's a Trump supporter. But
he looks great in those underwear.
The rest of them, I think, truly just find it funny.
Yeah, it's like anything else, you know, like it's what's going on in kind of pop culture. And everything that Trump does is like, you know, goes viral. And I think players are just having a good time with it. You know, John Jones is doing it. So.
Yeah.
But can we stop with the TDS and just, you know, enjoy the moment?
Maybe in the name of equal time, they could do some sort of a Biden thing where they just kind of back into the Amazon forest or jungle, whatever. Is the Amazon a jungle or a forest? I think it's a jungle.
Yeah. They could do his trot that he did on the sand when we watched him walk on the beach.
Or they could do the Biden walk where he's like basically shuffling real slow.
Or they take a bike and they fall off it.
Yeah. Does Kamala got a dance? I don't think she has a dance. Maybe if she gets a dance, they'll do
all
that.
Right. So you're concerned that this particular dance is not done in the name of favoring any particular political party.
No.
It's just done because it is the thing to do.
And it started with the kids in college.
Yeah.
And college
Wiggy,
football players.
These organizations are so stupid. If they just allow it to happen, it's not a news story.
No.
The only reason we're talking about it is because they scrubbed it and they wouldn't let them talk about it.
Right. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
My lead today comes from science. And I don't want to single anybody out in this room. But psychologists are now suggesting that putting up your Christmas decorations and your tree early indicates that you are a narcissist.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I wonder what they say about Boston Man magazine blown up on the wall, where that falls. Above or below on the narcissistic scale of Christmas decorations.
Clapback season.
putting your decorations, your Christmas tree up early, as Courtney has already done, can reveal concealed emotions and subconscious behavioral tendencies, including narcissism. Mm. Here's a quote from psychologist Carmen Hara, who says, narcissists derive a sense of high satisfaction from being the center of attention.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't be me.
From being praised and applauded. It makes sense, then, that these character traits can easily be fulfilled by turning one's home into a winter wonderland for the entire neighborhood to admire. Huh. I believe I saw several Instagram stories of you making your way around your apartment and showing us all of the happy holiday pillows and candles and candelabras and tinsel and everything else that you had thrown up before Thanksgiving even arrived.
If that makes me a narcissist, I'll take it.
You're embracing it?
Yeah. The joy I feel under that warm Christmas tree lighting at night when I lay my head down is unmatched.
Right. So you're just a Christmas decorator then?
What do you mean?
Oh, she doesn't decorate for other holidays?
Yeah, clearly you don't decorate for Thanksgiving do you decorate for Halloween?
No, just pumpkins.
Do you decorate for Easter?
No.
Like, my mother was a every holiday decorator. We had Thanksgiving.
That's different. That does not, according to psychologists, that does not make your mother a raging narcissist like Courtney.
All right.
Thank God.
What are we looking at?
Mitch threw up my little reel.
Right.
It's gorgeous.
What's going on, Greg?
But it is a full reel.
Yeah.
Begging America to notice you. That is what that is.
Yeah.
That is a full reel saying, look at me. Here I am. Right. I am Queen Christmas.
Yeah. I said, I want to spread the holiday spirit. Uh-huh. And if you have a significant other that's telling you it's too early, tell them, no, sir, it is not.
Okay.
And I noticed you're not full go Christmassy, though.
What do you mean?
Like, this is just kind of like Christmas.
It's like JV.
Yeah, it's like Christmas decorations here and there. You're not like a full-on Christmassy decoration.
It's a soft launch.
Yeah.
I mean, as we get closer to Christmas Eve Eve, which you're all invited to this year, I will up the decorations for that evening.
Do you put lights around the windows, candles in the windows?
I'm considering candles in the windows this year.
All right.
Now, here's a text that says, define early.
Considering candles.
To define early, I tend to think you should wait until Thanksgiving is past. That's what I say. So, I would wait until the day after.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For you, if you want to go Thanksgiving night or something like that as a family activity or whatever, but just wait until enjoy Thanksgiving and then launch yourself into the giant money grab that is the holiday season.
Like, but Thanksgiving is so late this year, so you really only have 3 weeks to enjoy it.
Well, but then you get to you prolong it a little bit after Christmas. Maybe you keep your tree up until the end of January if that's something that you do. I just feel like you're missing out on the Thanksgiving Day decorations.
I still have pumpkins.
Right, but don't you supposed to have the little turkeys, all those cool stuff?
My mother throw up a gourd.
Yeah, my mother used to get the things that stick on the window, and so like people were walking by, they could see like the turkeys. And can you say pilgrims today, or is that canceled?
That's okay, I think you're
fine with that.
I think you can still mention the pilgrims.
Yeah, like you know,
I'm dressing pilgrim chic.
Yeah,
actually.
Like you do all that, and then you make the transition from your Thanksgiving Day to your Christmas.
A perfect text from the great Ashley Hansen.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving is a day. Christmas is a season.
Okay.
Thank you. That is beautiful.
Okay. Well, okay. She's obviously also a raging narcissist.
Oh, my God.
It's truly the nicest human being you'll ever meet in your entire life.
She is the best, Ashley.
All right.
Who I am lucky to get to work with every single day at the Greg Hill Foundation. And she does. Oh, what do you think of the merch available for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K, which was launched yesterday?
Absolutely stunning.
Shime.
Well done, Greg.
Okay.
Well done.
Do you like the sweatshirt?
Love it.
So the Seaport Christmas sweatshirt with the inlay, the fabric inlay. There you can see it right now. Limited quantity available.
I'm waiting for Wiggy to improve it in some way.
No, I hadn't seen it until just now.
They are flying off the shelves.
The elbow patches is elbow chef's kiss.
The fabric in that, I don't know what you call that Christmas.
Tartan.
Okay, the tartan Christmas fabric.
Wait, is that the actual name of it, Courtney?
Tartan, yeah.
Of course she knows that. I mean, so.
Wow.
So, I do like the pit bull.
I learned a new word today.
Tartan.
So those are available for a limited time at thegreghillfoundation.org, or if there are some left, at the Jingle All the Way 5K, which is happening on December 7th in the Seaport once again this year, our 5K to celebrate the Christmas season.
Courtney already clapped back very well. She doesn't need my help, but I wonder what the New York Post psychologist would say about selling sweatshirts with your name on them.
Doesn't have my name on. Well, I guess it does have my name on
the back. Yeah.
It's the name of the foundation.
Yep. The doggo handkerchief as well is
perfect. Oh, you like that?
Perfect.
You want to get one of those for Harry?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Well, anyway, we will tell you when we return after our Thanksgiving break. We will say Merry Christmas, but not until then. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins lost to the Blue Jackets last night 5-1 at the TD Garden. Charlie Coyle had the sole goal in this one, which is the latest of the Bruins' three-game losing streak. He talked about communicating with each other during tough times. Here's that.
It's just a lot of talk, communication. That's all it is. It's, you know, you play this game enough to know how to go through adversity, whether it's in-game bad shifts, bad plays, bad games, whatever it is. We're always together. We always help each other out, talk through it, communicate through it, and then you work through it. You know, that's all it is. It's simple stuff. You just gotta buy into the simple things, the simple mindset. But always sticking together, always communicating, talking until you get through tough times, and then you work through it. If you gotta grind it out, you gotta grind it out. When things aren't going your way, you got to go back to the basics. We always talk about that, and I was always taught that. So I think that's kind of the mindset.
You know what Tim Kaine, Senator Kaine, told me, Greg?
What?
Tough times don't last. Tough people do.
All right.
Well, they stink.
Yeah.
I mean, the power play is embarrassing. Yeah, you had six shots at it last night. You scored once.
Right.
You give up, Curtis brought this up earlier, you give up two shorthanded goals last night. I mean, it's getting worse. It's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Right. Tough times don't last, and tough people do.
Amen, bud.
No, I was just going to say, it'd be interesting to see what happens come trade deadline, and what direction do they go.
Yeah.
It is pretty brutal when you consider the Blue Jackets were 1-7 this month heading into this game. The Dallas Cowboys got destroyed at home by the Texans in Monday Night Football. 34-10 was the final. C.J. Stroud completed 23 of 34 passes for 257 yards. Joe Mixon rushed in for three touchdowns in the win. And Greg brought it up at the top of the show, but for the first time in 2 years, the Cowboys opened that roof at AT&T Stadium ahead of the game, and a large piece of metal fell onto the field, and the roof was once closed again. They are very lucky nobody was injured in this. Big night for the Celtics this evening. They have the Cavs in town and will try to ruin their perfect 15-0 record. Tip is at 7. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 42, feels like 33 outside, so bundle up this morning. But this afternoon, it's going to be sunny in the mid-50s.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.